Jim Mondelaire's son is an army mechanic in Kuwait right now. He and his wife started the support group for families in Chippewa Falls because they were feeling helpless.
I think the stress level was knowing that our son is going to harm's way, knowing and watching the news and knowing that we're going that way. And it was a case of just, staying up late, watching, just constant watching and not getting enough sleep.
Eau Claire psychiatrist Dr. Mahmoud Ahmed recommends support groups for people with similar concerns who may not know who to talk to.
Support group can sit down and share how to deal with these issues. It's coming from somebody in your situation than you read it in a book. It's a real life experience when somebody is sharing with you.
Yes, I agree with that.
Jim Mondelaire says besides the emotional support, there are practical questions he's been asking. Like where to find the water bottle with a mouthpiece his son needs since the military supply ran out.
That's one thing he's requested. We're looking into, finding those. They should be a camouflage color. That's what he's asking for.
And Mondelaire found out handy wipes for washing up are a prized possession. And so is a common pet grooming product.
At first glance, it's silly. It's flea collars. Well, it turns out that there's fleas in the sand in Kuwait and in Iraq. And that if you don't wear a collar on the top of your boots, they will crawl up and make your life miserable.
Mixed in with the practical needs that the support group is dealing with is a more worrisome problem that everyone involved in a war has to be concerned about: combat stress. Psychiatrists and other health professionals say three basic things soldiers need in a desert climate are water, food, and sleep. If any of those are in short supply, a psychiatric nurse in Desert Storm says that stress can be debilitating. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Suzanne Moselle from Eau Claire worked with stressed-out soldiers 12 years ago in the Persian Gulf War. And even though the basic requirements are known, they're not always followed.
Well, when you're on the move 24 hours, you might be able to grab a cat nap here or there if people can relieve you. But
water is a basic need. I mean, why?
It's not that it's not available. We had plenty of water available, but you don't think about it. You just don't think. You have to make yourself drink that bottle of water every hour. And anytime you're dehydrated, you have a lack of sleep and a lack of good nutrition, you can become disoriented. You can just get kind of crazy.
But Moselle says an R&R break of food, water, and sleep helps.
They were also given little jobs to do. And within about 3 days with that type of support, they were able to go back to their units.
Dr. Ahmed says that's an amazing advancement in the field of psychiatry in the last 15 years, since historically soldiers were sent away to a hospital. And that led to a lifetime of psychological problems for many.
You are telling them not a good person, you are invalid, I'm going to take you away, and they will be full of guilt.
Even though that practice ended, parents still worry their children may suffer later on from the trauma of killing someone or watching it happen. And knowing that parents can't protect their children from those experiences keeps Jim and Kathy Mondelaire working on their family support network and looking for ways to help their children survive the war.
One thing that we're talking about are the things that we can do to cheer them up, to tell them that we're praying for them.
And they're also reminding themselves to eat right and get enough sleep, and to keep the stress down, maybe not watch so much news. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.